whack. Let's take it back to straight hip-hop and start it from scratch. I'm about to bloody this.
Now on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, and Spreaker, we present the one and only Breakdown Sports Show. The best run sports talk show in the Carolinas on the interwebs. With your host, the never intimidated or duplicated Big Shot Bob.
I liked what I saw from Cam.
And the man at the top of the summit, the man bringing it home, Rocky.
Lorenzo Cain to teach Cam Newton how to slide.
The show starts now.
The show starts right now because I am Rocky. Welcome to BSS Carolinas. Of course, join me again today, the beautiful one himself, Big Shot Bob. There you go.
Am I here? There we go.
I got you.
I'm back. I'm in the house.
You're back better than ever, yeah. So we got a great show today. Welcome everybody on Periscope that stuck around. Today, you know, yesterday's show we talked about NCAA. Today we're going to talk about National Basketball Association. You know, there's a lot of stories I want to talk about. First and foremost, and I was trying to catch what Hobler just said.
He said sitting in the bar is really relevant because, I mean, that's what guys do for sports. They go to the bars. They go to their Wild Wings or Hooters or whatever local sport bar you go to. Or if you are in New York and you go to the 4040 Club, Jay-Z's Club, and you have a few brews with your guys and you talk about your teams.
Well, and, you know, the reason I came up with it is because I wanted to do something that we sit. You know, if we was sitting with somebody, who would you want to sit and talk, have a beer with? You know, who would you want to have a beer, sit beside somebody? Who would be that person? And I think it's a cool segment. So, you know, Stacy did a great job producing that.
Thank you, Stacy.
But today's show, first and foremost, I wanted to give a shout out and prayers and thoughts with Craig Sager. Sager Strong, if you don't know who Craig Sager is, he's sideline reporter for TNT. The most colorful man, maybe next to Walt Frazier, maybe.
Walt Clyde Frazier has some suits, but Craig Sager sports coats are memorable, or right. Very memorable.
And he is one of the best. He's one of the best sideline reporters ever. I mean, there's no doubt about that. He, you know, his leukemia has come back. You know, we just want to give our thoughts and prayers out to Craig Sager. He's got leukemia.
His leukemia went back into remission.
Right. It's back out of remission.
He's been dealing with it for the past couple of seasons. If you want more info on Craig Sager, go ahead and Google it.
Yeah.
And it'll bring up everything about him. Come on, Craig, we need you on the sideline, man. It is not the same when you're not there, especially right. When the playoffs are about to start. Jeez.
And he's a great person. Everything I've seen that he does, he's great. So much prayers and thoughts, and get back as soon as you can. The first story I want to talk about, NBA. NBA is not going to fine Dwight Howard for using Stick'Em. Why? This, to me, this is just as bad as Tom Brady deflating footballs.
Why is that?
Because he is. It's cheating. Y'all and Stephen A. and Skip, we're good. I'm glad we're up there with Stephen A. and Skip. appreciate that. But it is cheating. It is pure cheating. You're catching it. It is cheating.
It doesn't help Dwight Howard shoot the ball.
I know, but he's still hindering as much heat as we gave Tom Brady, and we still give Tom Brady. Dwight Howard is never, ever going to get near that level of hate. It's a cheat, and he didn't try to hide it. He put the bottle on the scoring table. It was sitting right there on the table.
I mean, he definitely needed to stick him the other night when he got that lob passed on to him. He couldn't catch it. Thank you, CJ McCullough, from trolling him on Twitter.
I didn't see that. I heard.
Yeah, it was pretty good, man. But come on, man. This isn't football where catching the ball is everything. Not, I mean, Dwight Howard just needs a little stick up. His hands are a little bit smaller for being 6'11". He doesn't grip the ball that well. So he needed a little stick up.
And somebody said it the other day, did he get it off his feet? Because it doesn't help him. That's what it looks like. He doesn't play defense because of this, because he can't jump. So, you know, I just – but it's a big story. I mean, come on, man. Dwight Howard should be suspended for using Stickum.
Suspended for Stickum?
Yes.
No, man.
You don't chase.
He should be suspended because he's a horrendous free throw shooter and even worse, offensive player. And he's been in the league for how many years now? 11, 12 years? And his game hasn't evolved at all? That's what he should be suspended for.
I just think it's as much crime of deflating football as is using Stickum in basketball. It's not about the crime. It's about the criminal. It is, man. Somebody said the other day. I agree with it 100%. It's about who the person is. If Dwight Howard was Stephen Curry, he would have got suspended because Stephen Curry is the best player on the planet right now.
Is there a rule in the NBA rule book that says you can't use Stickum?
Yes. Yes, it's in the rule book. And no one's – nothing. It's like, oh, let's forget about it.
Oh, well. Yeah, let's just forget about it. Houston isn't going nowhere anyway.
He should have made
anyway.
It look like a joke, yeah. Well, him shooting and playing defense is enough of a joke. They didn't need to add on anything else in Houston. I just – come on, it should be a little more than it is. But he was being serious. Lakers are investigating sexual harassment allegations involving Jordan Clarkson and Nick Young.
Oh, man. Nick, what are you doing? Isn't he engaged to Iggy?
Yep.
Iggy isn't taking care of you, buddy? And Jordan Clarkson, dude, you are on the verge of being paid a ton of money this offseason. Why would you go and do this to yourself? Now, hopefully it's just a misunderstanding for these guys, but if they did it, then they should feel the full punishment of doing such a horrendous crime. Who is the young lady that's filing a sexual harassment suit against them?
I'll get that for you. But anyway, I just... Come on, man. Y'all, you guys, seriously, stay out of the trouble. Stay out of trouble.
They can't help it. They're athletes. That's what athletes do. They get in trouble.
Especially when your team is bad.
Really bad.
I mean, you know.
Damn, Nick Young. Damn, Jordan Clarkson. Jordan Clarkson has had a heck of a season. He's going to be really... really well paid.
Well, both of them should be. Woman dropped. Actually, this is not the first time he's had a sexual assault.
Who, Nick Young or Jordan Clarkson?
Nick Young. He had one last year.
Man, Iggy must be whack. Iggy, you wacky man, baby. What's going on?
He had one last year. Seriously, dude. Are you not engaged to Iggy?
She must be whack, man. She ain't taking care of Nick Young in the sheets.
Or he ain't taking care of her, one to two. I'm just saying, come on, man. This is the second time in a year that he's been allegations brought up against him. Hopefully they get this investigated, get it taken care of, and nothing happened. Hopefully.
Hopefully,
for his sake. The next one, LeBron James unfollows the Cavs on Twitter and Instagram. Your thoughts?
A lot of people said it isn't a big deal. I think this is just putting the Cavs on notice that he's going to leave you guys again. Nah, that would be terrible for LeBron James as far as like a PR move to up and leave Cleveland again. I think he was just putting them on notice that, hey, you know, I don't like your little slick comments. Don't ask me silly questions. I will unfollow you on social media. I mean, people get unfollowed every day. Why is it a big deal if LeBron James unfollows you? Who cares?
Look, I don't have a problem with him. He's unfollowing the team. I don't understand why he unfollows the team. First of all, he shouldn't be on Instagram, Twitter, and everything else right now. After the All-Star break, he should be putting that stuff to the side and saying, I'm not going to sweat any of it. I'm not worried about it. I don't know if it feeds his ego. That's what I think it is. It feeds his ego.
Well, he is the king.
Self-proclaimed king. He had that name coming into the NBA.
The chosen one.
He didn't do, stop, we got to stop naming people before they even get out of baby diapers. I mean, seriously. Chosen. Listen, really? You'll name your kid Chosen before he even, I mean, is born?
That's going to suck in, like, kickball games. If he's not picked, they're like, sorry, you weren't chosen.
I just, you know, these nicknames, though, like the king. I mean, really, what has he done yet? Let me tell you what he has done. He's 2-4 in the NBA Finals.
He has
won. Does that sound like a king?
He's won 2 titles.
He's lost four.
4 league MVP awards.
He's lost 4.
I mean,
he's got a losing record in the NBA Finals.
He's run against some really good teams in the Finals.
Baloney.
The only Finals he doesn't get a pass on is the Dallas Maverick Finals.
He doesn't get a pass on any of the Finals.
The first Finals he got to, they had no business being in the Finals.
Okay, I'll give him that one. But you are the best player in the world, on the planet. You shouldn't lose. And now you're talking about, in my last year, so I want to join up with Melo, D-Wade, and Chris Paul. Really?
Those are his boys. Why not?
I know, but this NBA, win a damn title without all these people. You don't need all these people to win a title.
He wasn't talking about winning a title. He was talking about, you know, his... When he's
because
36, 37, and they're not competing at a high level.
That's because the NBA title doesn't matter to him. It doesn't matter if he goes 2-6, 2-7. It doesn't matter to him.
Because he's won. He's already won a couple.
But it should matter. That's the point. If you go 2-7 in the NBA Finals, do you not think people's going to look back at you and think, wow, you really ain't as good as you thought you were?
They don't look at Jerry West like that.
Jerry West, he's on the damn NBA logo. Nobody cares.
He was 1-7 in the Finals?
In 1940? It doesn't matter.
It does matter.
No, they didn't have social media back then.
Karl Malone is 0-3 in the Finals. And he's the second all-time leading scorer in the NBA.
But there's a big difference. They didn't have social media. You don't think he's going to be crucified for years because he's unfollowing the Cavs during the season? It's not at the end of the season. Let's make up something to create controversy. I'm like, dude, just worry about basketball.
LeBron is smart. These are all PR moves. He wants to keep you talking about him, man. Whether it's for him unfollowing the Cavs or him going to work out in Miami with D-Wade or him putting a video out of LeBron James Jr., hooping it up out there. He wants to keep himself relevant in your train of thought.
You want to be relevant? Go win another NBA title. Worrying about what, hey, your kid showing the videos. Hey, I'm all for that. But come on, man, the other BS stuff.
It's LeBron James. He can do whatever he wants.
No, he's a man. He can do anything
Nike
he wants.
Nike just gave this man $1 billion to stay with their company. So he's good.
But when are we on? I don't get it, man. Come on. You should have at least 5 NBA championships in your – there's no way you shouldn't have more titles than Kobe Bryant. There's no way. And don't say Kobe had a much better team than LeBron always did, because that's not the case.
No, the Miami team was just as good, just as potent as both those Lakers runs.
That second Cavs team to make it to the finals wasn't that bad. And who did they lose to? The Mavs, right?
No, the second Oh, no. That was last year when they were riddled by injuries. Nobody expected them to, without Kyrie, without Kevin Love, to beat Golden State. And LeBron has just had a few bad things go his way in the finals.
What if LeBron won every finals? He'd be the greatest player in history.
Yes, he would have.
He would be the greatest player in history if he was undefeated in the
finals.
He'd
be 6-0 in the finals if now in his prime.
If he was 6-0 in his prime, you would put him above Jordan. I'll put him above Jordan. I will put him above Jordan.
Because he would have a chance to be 8-0, 9-0, because he's going to make the finals
just
a few
because
more times.
I knew he had that killer instinct in him. Don't give me the Golden State game last year. He lost that series last year. If you watch his game, no, watch the game
carry.
After he carried them first three games, and then he changed the game plan.
He got tired.
He didn't. Okay, you start shooting jumpers. Let me see. What makes you more tired, shooting jumpers or backing down to people in the post and making little turnarounds?
Playing 47 minutes a night, having at the highest level in the most intense of circumstances. That's what
LeBron
makes you tired.
Played great. He did play great in the finals. Don't get me wrong. But the Cavs changed the game plan after game three. Now, would it help if Kyrie and Kevin Love was there? Kyrie, it would help. Kevin Love, it wouldn't matter. Because Kevin Love ain't – look at what they've done this year. Did they not get the brakes blown off of them when they played Golden State with everybody healthy?
True.
Point right there. Point taken. I'm just saying, LeBron had Golden State back down last year, and he let his foot off the gas. And that's been his killer. That's been his problem his whole career.
And then Andre Iguodala start
Kevin Love is trash.
He starts shooting the ball insanely well. But right.
What's the best way to affect that, though? You take Iggy down on the other end, you back him in the post, and you beat him up.
LeBron
didn't do that.
He didn't get enough help. J.R. Smith couldn't shoot the ball to save his life. He was playing with Matthew Dellavedova, who scored a total of 20 points over the games 4-6.
When do we stop defending LeBron? When, as a society, we stop defending LeBron?
I mean,
LeBron, yes, could use some more help in that finals against a good Golden State team, but the game plan changed. Did you? I mean, y'all watched the same tape I did. He stopped backing down people in the post. He started taking jumpers. He was missing free throws.
But what player in the NBA's expectations is, we don't care what you do in the regular season. We're waiting for April to get here so you can show us what you're doing in the playoffs again. No other player has the pressure of winning that LeBron James has and has always had, at least for the past 7 seasons.
But you know what? He puts it on himself. He does it to himself. Just like Cam Newton does it in Charlotte. He does it to himself. So if you don't sit there and dab all day, you don't sit there and go hang out with Dwayne Wade down in Miami, you better win in the postseason.
And he wins in the Eastern Conference part
but
of it.
That's like ugly stepsister. Nobody cares about what you did in the East. The only thing they care about is you winning NBA titles.
He's got two chips, two finals MVPs.
Ask Patrick Ewing if they care anything about him over Jordan. Nope.
Patrick Ewing would love to have at least one title. He only got the one finals.
Right, because they were a talented team. You're talking about a very good team. That Knicks team was very good.
Absolutely.
So don't give me – they weren't good. The Sixers were good. The Phoenix Suns was good. All them teams were – the Blazers were outstanding. But, you know, you got to have a killer heart, a killer instinct to win a title. LeBron ain't got it.
I mean, he's had some memorable playoff moments. We can go on and on about the good and the bad of LeBron.
No, we could. I'm just saying we have to stop defending LeBron, and he's got to stop doing these other side projects, these side pieces. I mean, he's doing these side pieces is what he's doing.
There's nothing wrong with messing with the side pieces.
No, you know, and that's all fine. I'm just saying. Ask that question again. I see you say how something. But come on, man. I'm just saying. Put the social media down to the side like he did a couple years ago, and he won an NBA title when he did that.
He said he's going black right now. He's already shutting down his social media site until the playoffs are over.
Good. He needs to. Absolutely needs to.
He said he might start Snapchatting, though. Snapchat.
Dude, stop worrying about the side projects.
Snapchat me the playoffs.
Be honest, who would you like to see win the title this year?
The best team. I mean, I'm a LeBron fan. I want to see LeBron win another title, but I could care less if he won it in Cleveland or not.
Listen, I've got a Hornet jersey, but I'm being realistic. You know, we never know. But I want LeBron to win. I'm kind of bashing LeBron right now, but I want LeBron to win because I don't want him to be 2-6. No, in NBA Finals.
He doesn't want to be 2-6.
I want him to be at least 500 in the finals. Because if he goes 2-5, 2-6, it's going to be a black eye on his career. It will be.
It's already a stain on the resume. It might start leaving a hole in that resume.
Doesn't matter what your team is. If you can't win, you can't win.
Exactly.
I mean, you're good enough to get to the finals every year, 6 years in a row. I think, yeah, six now.
If he makes it this year, it'll be his sixth straight trip to the NBA Finals. Six straight trips to the NBA Finals. This guy has played a lot of basketball.
He's played a lot of basketball, but, you know, let me take a day off and then get started on that one. But anyway, that's our little LeBron segment for this week, I guess.
Regular season is winding down. We are in our last 12 games here. The East is – there's a battle from a log jam between positions 3-6. Anybody can be 3-6.
You're talking about the East, right?
Yeah. There's like four teams that's vying for the third seed through the sixth seed, maybe even the seventh seed, because Indiana's still nipping at their heels right there at 7.
Well, Charlotte had two big wins. They beat Miami last week, and they beat San Antonio this week. They did have that big loss. I don't know how they
lost to the Rich. DJ the Augustine.
DJ, I'm so sick of seeing DJ Augustine. Every time I go to a DJ Augustine game, he lights them on fire. I don't know what it is about DJ, but he shows up that one game.
And it's not like we cut him. He chose to leave Charlotte.
Right.
He chose to leave Charlotte.
Right now, Charlotte is the sixth seed in the East. They're 41-30. Like you said, everybody's right there together. They could jump to the three.
They could.
I still think they'll finish as a three.
I hope so.
And that would be best thing. Because if you get to three, then you play Toronto the next round. You wouldn't have to play Cavs until the finals.
Yeah, we kind of avoid Cleveland for as long as we can. We can get to the Eastern Conference Finals. There's no telling what could happen because Cleveland might be injured. Injury hit again.
Absolutely. But the Hornets beat the Spurs Monday night, like you were saying, 91-88. Then the Hornets beat the Nets last night, 105-100. Batum and Lynn combined for 44. Monday night, Lynn had 29.
He was unbelievable Monday night, especially in that fourth quarter. 4-for-4 from the three-point line. He was Lynn. All they do was Lynn. Lynn them jumpers. They try to put Kawhi Leonard on him. Kawhi couldn't stay with him. It was a great night to be a Hornet fan in Uptown Charlotte in the cable box.
Yeah, I wasn't there. I wish I didn't miss that one. But I'll be there for the next one. But, dude, the season's winding down. The week ahead, Friday at the Pistons, Saturday at the Bucks, Tuesday at the Sixers. How will they do? They should go 3-0.
They better go 3-0. You kidding me? At Detroit is not an easy task. We know that. But at the Sixers, y'all better not lose to the Sixers. I'm going to stop rooting for y'all. Y'all lose to the Sixers. Come on now.
No Okafor. I mean, I don't know who Covington might be playing. That's about it. Other NBA games, Thursday, Blazers at the Clippers. Last night you had the Clippers and Warriors. Warriors won.
Of course.
Blake still ain't back yet.
Blake need to hurry up and come back because he got a 4-game suspension he has to serve.
Oh, that's right. I guess he is waiting for the playoffs. Then we got the Raptors at Rockets on Friday. Grizzlies at Spurs. Mavs at Warriors all on Friday. Saturday we got the Hawks at Pistons. And the big game is the Spurs at the Thunder.
That should be fun.
That should be a great game. Sunday we got the Rockets at Pacers. Watch out for the Stick'em. Monday we got Thunder at Raptors. That's gonna be a good game.
That should be fun too.
Hawks and Bulls, Spurs at Grizzlies, and Celtics at Clippers. That should be an interesting game. Doc Rivers, former team, coming back to LA. Tuesday, Bulls at Pacers, Thunder at Pistons, Rockets at Cavs. Always interesting. James Harden plays the Cavs. Wizards at Warriors, also on Tuesday. And Wednesday, we got the Hawks at Raptors.
Do the Warriors lose another game this season?
Yes.
To who? At San Antonio?
They'll lose at least three more games.
Lose three more
They'll
games?
Lose
three out of 12?
They'll lose at least three more.
They got eight of their last 12 games are at over the Roracle, which they like to call it. They're not going to lose any of those games.
You don't think they lose any?
Not at home. They might lose in San Antonio.
They play San Antonio at home, right?
They got San Antonio at home, and then they got a game in San Antonio again.
They're losing San Antonio.
They might lose in San Antonio. That'll be their eighth loss. I hope they don't lose anymore, because I said no worse than 75-7. Come on, make me a profit.
75-7. Holy cow. Yeah, they're going to lose, man. Let's go into our dummies of the week. Who's there? It's the Breakdown Dummy of the Week. You got any?
This is the Philadelphia 76ers. 9-63 now, or 64? They're well on their way to losing 73 games. Go ahead, Philadelphia. Nigel Hayes, come on now. Leah Michelle ain't going after you, dog. You got to leave that alone. But you can dream about her by watching reruns of Glee.
Who?
Nigel Hayes. His post-game interview said how much he's in love with Leah Michelle. And he's hoping that somebody could pass the message to Leah Michelle that he wants to be with her. Dude. Dog.
Dude, I mean, you know, Cardale Jones, what he tried to get with who last year? Kardashian, right? Kim?
Was it trying to get with Kim? I know Ezekiel Elliott was trying to get with Taylor Swift. I'm like,
oh, goodness.
Y'all boys.
They ain't
y'all home. Are ambitious.
Yeah. You got any more dummies?
That's all I have this week.
All right. My first one is Cleveland fans choose Johnny Manziel over Jim Brown in Cleveland sports bracket.
Why?
In their sports bracket, they chose they did like a March Madness bracket, and they chose Johnny Manziel over Jim Brown.
Johnny Manziel barely had a cup of coffee in Cleveland.
Is this like the people you drink with at the bar bracket? That's the only thing I can think of.
This had
of.
To be the Hooters, local Hooters bracket or something, man.
I mean, you know, if you're talking about most famous and best athlete ever in Cleveland, it's not even close between the two of them. Jim Harbaugh takes a stab at Ohio State president. He said, nice to see you come back after the tattoo fiasco that they had at Ohio State. I love it when, you got to take your jabs at alma maters. At rival schools. Yeah, you got to.
You got to back it up with a win over Ohio State this year.
That's right. Yeah, all this side talk that you do better result in you winning. Joseph Randle. Hopefully we don't
have to talk about him. Joseph Randle? Yeah.
Said he got really violent after losing at beer pong.
He needs to go sit down somewhere. Don't he have enough charges hanging over his head? He's going to jail.
He needs to go get help. Him and Johnny Manziel should get together and
do what? Go drinking?
No, they need to get help. But Joseph Randle, come on, man. You can't be losing a game of beer pong.
Well, if you suck.
Yeah, that's true. High school team holds ball for whole overtime, gets victory.
That's terrible. Don't they have a shot clock in high school?
You would think.
Or something. It's like you can't hold the ball for more than 30 seconds. You're just going to get a lead and then just pass it around the perimeter
Yep.
for the rest of the time?
LSU for turning down a postseason game. It's dummy.
That was the Ben Simmons thing. Ben Simmons said, I'm not going to play in no NIT tournament. So if y'all accept, don't expect to see me there. So you they see, just went ahead and said, you know what, we're not coming.
That's ridiculous. Dak Prescott was arrested this week for DUI.
Last week, you were already going to be a fourth or fifth round pick? You might not get drafted now, man.
Lance Stevenson had another dummy game against Atlanta. We turned the ball over like four times on one play.
Lance Stevenson is an idiot.
They've changed the mind on this, but this was an idiot idea to begin with. Phil Jackson to coach home games for the Knicks next year. They say they ain't going to happen. But why even think about it?
Because Phil is Phil. He's one of the greatest coaches of all time. I guess you got to try to have him in.
Angels outfield tosses ball in the stands. He thought the inning was over, but it wasn't. Still two outs.
Good thing this is spring training.
Right. So, but yes. What was my next one here I got for you? Newest sport is hoverboard hockey.
Hoverboard hockey?
Yes. Have you seen it? I'm going to show it here for you. But yes, there's hockey on hoverboards.
That sounds dangerous. Don't those little hoverboards explode and catch fire?
Yes, they do.
And then you got a wooden stick in your hand?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and man. A soccer ball.
Yeah.
You play it with a soccer ball now.
Okay.
I'm going to have to show it. All these dummies are on Facebook page, by the way.
We got a quick question. Which politician are you sitting at the bar with?
Oh, Lord.
I'm sitting with the Donald because he seems like if he gets drunk, he's just going to say anything that comes spilling out of his mouth. And those are going to be some golden quotes.
That's a good question, actually. I would say, God, what's probably, and you already took Donald, so I ain't going to go with the same one. You better not give me 5 feet of Hillary. I'm going to go.
You going to sit with Bernie then? Weekend at Bernie's?
I was thinking Bernie, but that kills me. I'm going to. Who was I just thinking? I was just thinking. There's nobody. There's not many left to choose from anymore. I guess Bernie. Because, I mean, everything's free. So when you go with Bernie.
I'm telling you, man. He put his shades on, get him to start leaning back and doing his little bob. Shoot, you'll be having a good time.
Yeah, it'll be Bernie Sanders. There's a couple more dummies I got. Charles Barkley and the touchscreen on TNT NCAA basketball. He didn't know how to work it. He's like, Ernie, help me.
I mean, shouldn't you start before the show, test these things out to make sure you can do it right? No, Charles Barkley doesn't care.
No, he doesn't care. Dwight Howard just using Stick'Em. Come on, dude. And not hiding it. At least hide it if you don't do it.
It's like, oh, yeah, here's my Stick'Em.
Rockets general manager Daryl Morey saying the NBA should go to a single game elimination Final Four style format.
No, man.
I hate that idea. And let me squash this one. I hate the idea of making the Final Four best 2 out of 3. Just keep it the same.
Yeah, one and done. Whoever wins the game.
That's what makes it so special. One and done makes it special. Indian Wells CEO remarks about the tennis players. You hear it? He said that the women of tennis should get down on their knees and thank God for Roger Federer and those guys for making tennis what it is. And so he is resigned, which he should. You can't make – come on, dude. Serena Williams has killed it. There's been other – Maria Sharapova. There's other women that's made tennis really great for
– Exactly. You know,
they need some other ones now. But Stephen F. Austin losing Texas A&M after blowing the huge
Northern
lead.
Iowa.
Northern
Sorry.
Iowa. Thank you. I keep saying Stephen F. Austin. Giants Landon Collins has three different women pregnant marries the fourth. He is 22. He is the new Antonio Cromartie.
He's
22. Got three kids with three different women, married the fourth one. Man.
Go on, skeet, 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 skeet.
The Baylor player gives best response on how they got out rebounded. I don't know if you listened to it.
Uh-uh.
He said they went up and got the ball.
I mean,
he put up two hands, got the ball, and I'll play it for you. But yes, it was great. And last but not leastly, actually two more. Lady face plants on a track, and then high school player rocks a great mullet. It's all on our Facebook page. So yeah, but that's some of my dummies of the week.
And if next we'll have some guys more. Have some great dummies, go ahead and post it because we don't get to see everything. If I mean, it doesn't even have to be professional sports; it can be high school, college, overseas. If you saw a referee pull a gun on someone, that might not be a dummy, but that's definitely worth shouting out there. Anything. You were at your local high school game, and the referee tripped your star player, or he clotheslined somebody. I don't know.
Yeah, tweet us at BSS Carolinas. And
if you got some video, that would definitely help.
Usually, I try to never – I never miss anything usually, but sometimes I do.
Out-rebounded by Yale. How's that happen?
Are you directing that towards anyone?
Gentleman who just talked about – he got rebounded. He had the stat sheet.
Torrey? You said, they had more rebounds.
You said he got out-rebounded. I was surprised. You did. 36-32. Mm-hmm. How does Yale out-rebound Baylor?
You go up and grab the ball off the rim when it comes off, and then you grab it with two hands, and you come down with it, and that's considered a rebound. So they got more of those than we did.
He explained what a rebound is to the reporter, and that's basically how they got out rebounded.
He spoke the truth. I mean, I ain't got a problem with that. Do you have a problem with that?
I don't.
All right. You got anything else for today's show?
Always, sports is life,
and you can catch us everywhere. Anybody on Periscope, stick around. We got another show for everybody on Periscope. Stick around. We got another show coming up after this one. Everybody else, we'll see you later. You can catch us everywhere.
Side piece.
Honey, check it out. You got me mesmerized. With your black hair and your fat thighs. Street poetry is my everyday. But yo, I gotta stop when you drop my weight. If I was working at the club, you would not pay. Ayo, my man Fife Diggy, he got something to say.
I like him brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, and Haitian. Name is Fife Dog from the Zulu Nation. Told you in the...